Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here. And welcome back to Sad to Rad Reclaiming Your Joy. Now let's get real for a second. How many of you are out there feeling that knot in your stomach, the butterflies fluttering around like they are auditioning for a Broadway show? Yeah, me too. Anxiety and fear are basically part of the human experience these days. The world throws a lot at us: deadlines, social pressure, news cycles that could make your head spin. It's no wonder we all feel a little on edge sometimes. But here's the good news. We have the power to navigate those feelings to actually turn that ugh into I got this. And today, my friends, we're diving into mindful living as our secret weapon against fear and anxiety. Ever felt like your mind is racing a million miles an hour, thoughts swirling around like popcorn in a hot pan? That, my friend, is anxiety taking the wheel. But guess what? We can learn to take back control. Mindful living isn't about becoming some Zen master who lives on a mountaintop, though that does sound pretty peaceful. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment right here, right now, and accepting it without judgment. Like really noticing the sensation of your feet on the ground, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the smell of that delicious coffee you just brewed. Okay, so how does this actually help with anxiety? Think about it like this. When you're anxious, your mind is stuck in the past, remembering worries or the future, dreading what might happen. Mindfulness brings you back to the present, where you can actually breathe and take things in stride. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you weave mindfulness into your daily life. No special skills required. 1. Practice deep breathing. Sounds simple, right? But when your heart is racing, a few deep breaths can be a game changer. Inhale slowly through your nose, feeling your belly expand like a balloon. Hold for a count of 3, then exhale slowly through your mouth, letting all that tension go. 2. Embrace the senses. Instead of scrolling mindlessly through social media, take a moment to really experience your surroundings. What sounds can you hear? What colors do you see? What textures are you feeling? Engaging your senses anchors you in the present and takes your mind off worries. 3. Mindful walking. It's like a mini meditation on the go. As you walk, pay attention to the rhythm of your steps, the movement of your body, and the feel of the ground beneath your feet. Don't worry about speed or destination, just enjoy the journey. 4. Body scan meditation. This is where you literally scan your body from head to toe, noticing any sensations: warmth, tingling, pressure, tightness. It helps you become more aware of your physical self and release tension that might be contributing to anxiety. 5. Gratitude practice. Shifting your focus to the good things in your life can have a powerful effect on your mood. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be a sunny day, a delicious meal, or even just a kind word from a stranger. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Remember that meeting you had last week where your palms were sweating and your heart was pounding like a drum solo? You probably overthought it beforehand, replaying worst-case scenarios in your head. This time, try taking a few deep breaths before the meeting. Notice your surroundings, maybe focus on the color of the walls or the pattern on your colleague's shirt. Even just a minute of mindful presence can calm those nerves and help you feel more centered. So to recap, mindful living isn't about becoming a superhuman who never feels anxiety again. It's about learning to ride those waves with more grace and ease. By bringing awareness to the present moment, we can break free from the grip of fear and anxiety and cultivate a sense of calm and clarity that shines through in every aspect of our lives. Now go out there and reclaim your joy. Share this episode with a friend who might need a little mindful magic, leave us a review, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay rad.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.